Welcome to the Rent to Retirement Podcast, your resource for passive real estate investing and retirement strategies. If you're new to real estate or planning your financial future, you're in the right place. Join us at renttoretirement.com to find your path to financial freedom and an easy, carefree retirement. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Renter Retires, it's Adam Schrader here with another episode, and I am joined today by Ramakrishna. He is the founder of USHA Capital Group and host of the podcast Multifamily AP 360. He's also author of the book Creating Wealth Through Passive Apartment Investing and founder and organizer of the Multifamily AP 360 virtual conference. Rama, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Adam. It's a great opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on. So tell us a little bit about your investing journey. Kind of how did you get started and, you know, how did you end up moving into the multifamily space like you are now?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So basically, I'm born and brought up in India, and I did my engineering in India. Worked a couple of years. I came to US in 2007. I worked IT side around 15 years and started investing into real estate around 2014-15 time. Started with, you know, single family side. So, and also, you know, invested multiple single families and townhome side. And then it's, you know, working full time and managing this single family is a bit challenging that time. So then I explored a little bit more about, you know, scaling side. So I found multifamily. So then I started, you know, exploring and learning more about multifamily by reading books or, you know, listening podcasts or attending conferences. So then started investing passive side around 2020. Then, you know, club deals invested as passive investor, then switched towards active side and invested in one deal as GP in 64 units. So my goal is, you know, active side. So to build that track record, I invested as passive investor.
Okay. And was there a particular, you know, you said you read books and listened to podcasts. Was there a particular book that you found most helpful for you and your journey?
So yeah, during that time, I think David Lindau's books, like, you know, Market Cycles, those are those books definitely helped me. How to time the markets and how to identify the emerging markets, those kind of stuff. There are a lot of good books out there, multifamily, and also a lot of good podcasts also there. Yeah. But if I pick a starting stage, that is the one book that helped me.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, you said you started investing in multifamily in, you know, the 2020 timeframe, which is obviously a very interesting time to be investing in real estate. Can you tell a little bit about how, you know, going in, you'd been studying multifamily, I'm assuming like through, you know, 2019, you've been looking at kind of how the returns had been, and then clearly COVID changed, you know, everything. And now we're essentially out of the pandemic. How have the returns now changed whenever we're seeing, you know, a little shift in the market over the last, you know, 5-6 months?
Yeah, definitely. You know, before COVID, you know, I underwrote a lot of deals, but that time I passed a lot of deals, you know, because of high price or low returns. But after COVID, like once we have COVID, like 20 March, around 2021, prices are like increased almost 20-30%, you know. So then I thought like we missed a lot of good opportunities, you know, before 2020. So, but definitely price are increased 2021 and early part of 2022. From 2022, like second quarter, higher interest rates, you know, price deal flow is a bit slower and not many deals are coming into market. And, you know, and also, you know, prices is not going down as much as the interest rates, but it's very tough to find good deals at this point. And overall, you know, returns point of view also definitely because of high interest rates, you know, definitely impacting, you know, cash flow and also, you know, overall IRR and EAR, this stuff. Yeah. So we are watchfully underwriting deals, carefully underwriting deals and, you know, finding, waiting for, you know, right opportunities, you know. And also other stuff is like lending point of view, definitely there is a big change. It, like we have options for, you know, bridge loan options, but because of high interest rates, definitely we are not in position to go with, you know, bridge loans.
So you're currently investing in, you know, North Carolina, Florida, and Maryland, from what I understand. Tell me a little bit about why you chose those markets. Yeah.
So Florida and Maryland, mainly passive investing deals. I'm out of Greensboro, North Carolina. So areas are like North Carolina markets and South Carolina markets. Like Raleigh MSA, Charlotte MSA, Greensboro MSA, Greenville MSA. And also, like, if I find right partners, I will go, you know, Southeast markets like Florida and Texas or Tennessee markets. Main reason is, like, you know, population growth and job growth. So, and emerging markets and landlord friendly markets, and, you know, market rents are below, you know, so where we find good value at deals here. So, and we find value at deals and we can increase rents in these markets. Those are the main reasons I'm investing in these deals and these locations.
Right. Is there any particular area that you're like most excited about that you're currently invested in?
So definitely, you know, Greensboro and Raleigh, Charlotte, these are my main target markets, you know, great markets also, you know, from population growth and job growth point of view, and also, you know, landlord friendly also, you know. So, and also I'm local to these markets, boots on the ground. I can travel Raleigh and Charlotte, so within 1 or 2 hours distance, yeah.
Okay. So when you're looking at these deals, when you're seeing, you know, how you can, you know, create the most value in these deals, what are some of the things that you look at in your multifamilies as important things, key things you can do to really force the appreciation in it, which really in the multifamily is what kind of explodes your returns, right?
Yes, yes. Definitely first thing is, like, you know, good location, good market, like, you know, popular at least 2K in that MSA. So then E and B class properties in good locations, like A and B locations. And also where, like, that particular property where market rents are below the markets and at least 150 to 200 below the markets. So where we can go in and, you know, add light renovation, light, you know, value add stuff. And like from exterior or interior point of view, and also we can increase rents around, you know, 150 to 200. Those are the main things we look, and also sub-market level, we see, you know, what is the medium household income for that sub-market. So at least, you know, it should be 3 to 4 times of the projected rents. So that's how it will support, you know, so that the residents can support those kind of rent increases. Those are the main stuff we look.
And when you say kind of light rehab, what amount are you talking about per, well, first off, what rents are you targeting? Like, what's your kind of sweet spot in terms of rents for your units, and kind of how much are you putting in per door renovation wise?
So definitely we look from square feet point of view, you know, anything above 800 square feet is good. And from rents point of view, you know, 900 to 1050, those are the rent, you know, rent ranges we are looking, those kind of properties. And what is the other question?
Just wondering, like, how much in general you're putting into each door.
Correct. Yeah. So we're putting like around, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 range, I can say, depending on size of the unit.
Okay. So whenever you switched, you know, you said you started off as a single family investor, moved into a multifamily investor. Did you have to do a mindset switch when you do it? Is there a difference in, you know, evaluating deals? Kind of what was that transition like?
Yeah, definitely. So single family, you can do it alone. So main thing is from capital point of view, you can do it alone, and you need to find, you know, maybe some property management or some contractors to do renovations or, you know, those kind of stuff. Whereas this multifamily is completely team game, and you need a lot of capital and, you know, a lot of expertise to manage this property or convince brokers to win the deals, right? So mindset point of initially, I was thinking, like, you know, how can I raise capital, or, you know, how can I I don't have track record of managing this size of properties, and I didn't have track record to win the deals. So then I shifted towards, you know, my mindset shift towards, instead of how I shifted towards who can help me to, you know, win the deals, and whose experience I can, you know, leverage, and who can help me to raise capital. Those kind of stuff I shifted, you know, I worked on from mindset point of view. So okay. Definitely multifamily is a team game, and you know, you need to identify right partners and right team. Yeah.
So speaking of, you know, you're talking about property management on the single family side, how do you set up a property management in, you know, a larger multifamily thing? Because I mean, that's not just something you go and say, you know, hey, you manage 1,000 doors, I've got 3 doors, you know, help me out here. You know, that's a much bigger operation. So how do you go around setting up property management for your multifamily deals?
So mainly like, you know, so we know like some operators in this market, so, you know, asking refers through these operators. So they will share multiple, you know, multifamily property managers in these markets. There are some local property management companies. There are like, you know, national level property management companies. So we will find out them through, you know, Google also, through referrals also. So we will reach out those property management companies and ask like a bunch of questions, like what are their track records, how many units they are managing, whether they are managing this kind of asset classes, this size of asset classes, they're in particular market, those kind of stuff. And what is their communication channel, and what kind of fees they would charge, those kind of stuff. You know, we will identify all the ask questions. We'll do interview with all the team members. Our, we'll go through like 50 questions. If they meet those criteria, then we will, you know, manage companies. Even during tours also, we do these property managed companies, touring the properties and taking feedback from them about, you know, location or property, and also about underwriting assumptions. So we'll review with them and we'll take, you know, their confirmations and assumptions, mainly like, you know, rent growth and, you know, other income or expenses side, like repairs and maintenance and, you know, turnover, administrative fees, advertising fees, those kind of stuff.
Okay. And what are some things for people whenever they're looking at, you know, potentially investing in a multifamily deal? What are some recommendations you have of things to avoid?
Things to avoid, multifamily side, you know, especially initial stages, is always, you know, working with, you know, local experienced operators or who can help you in asset management, those kind of stuff. So identify right, you know, partners. And also, you know, mainly like, you know, you need to identify right partners, do proper due diligence in finding right partners, and also, you know, who can complement your skill sets. If you are strong in underwriting, you need to partner with, you know, who can raise capital, who can bring asset management experience. Or if you are strong in capital raising side, you need to find, you know, who can bring deals, or who can bring an, you know, asset management experience. That's how you need to, you know, partner.
You mentioned kind of vetting out who you're partnering with when it comes to these deals. Is there a particular process that you have to figure out if you're dealing with someone that you trust in this way, or is it kind of a something you do by feel, or kind of what? How do you approach that?
So it takes time, you know, to build, you know, to identify these partners, you know, through networking or through conferences, we'll find some, you know, experienced or, you know, new investors in this space. So start, you know, having that conversation, like, so what you're looking, what markets you're looking. So main thing is, you know, both should look in the same markets and ask what kind of skill sets they will bring and what kind of challenge they have right now. So whether they can bring, you know, complementary skill set or not, and also whether you can like, no trust is definitely very, very important here. So you need to like and trust the partner. So those are the main things I would look.
Okay. And you mentioned conferences. You run, you know, your own conference, multifamily virtual conference. Tell us a little bit about, you know, setting that up. What is it? And those kind of details for people.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is my second time multifamily AP36 conference, virtual conference. Mainly we are doing online. So we did last year also. This is second time. So mainly we are focusing on three aspects of multifamily and also other commercial aspects. This time we are adding other commercial space also. Mainly like mindset, very, very important. And also passive 360 and the active 360. We'll be covering different aspects of passive 360, like how to find good operators, how to vet operators, and how to find good market benefits, asset production, and also, you know, different aspects of passive investing side. And also active investing side, like how to raising side, some, you know, latest trends in capital raising side, asset management and value add deals versus new construction deals, and different aspects like, you know, tax benefits for active investors and other aspects, you know, and also different commercial areas like commercial retail or RV parks, and also, you know, hotels, those kind of stuff. Also, we are touching this at this time.
Yeah. So I want to move into a new, you know, a fairly new thing for us here, and that is our rapid fire questions. And these are questions, don't need a huge long answer, just, you know, maybe 30 seconds to a minute. Let's start with, where's the market in 1 year?
Definitely will go up. So jobs are coming here. So definitely is a great market.
All right. And so what are the particular metrics that you like to focus in on whenever you're evaluating a deal?
Mainly cash on cash, IRR, AR. These are the main factors I would consider, you know, mainly from investor's point of view.
All right. And what market are you most excited to invest in right now?
So mainly North and South Carolina markets, you know, even Florida market also great, Texas also. These four markets, all right. Great markets.
What's your biggest win and loss in real estate deals so far?
So biggest win. So I think the multifamily is still good from the side. So definitely I invest in one townhome. It's in good location. So definitely, you know, investing in right location is always, you know, good win. So you will get good appreciation. And investing in a bad location, definitely you have to do lots of work, but you'll not get, you know, good returns.
All right. And what should an investor be doing today to position themselves to be more successful 5 years from now?
So mainly like, you know, identifying, you know, right partners and, you know, doing like more kind of network and doing proper due diligence, building systems and processes and building, you know, right kind of team, attracting right kind of team. That is what I'm trying to do to thrive next 5 years.
All right. Well, Rama, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. You can check out his websites. It is, his main one is ushacapital.com. That's ushacapital.com. You can also find information about his conference at multifamilyap360.com. That's multifamilyap360.com. And don't forget to check us out at renttoretirement.com, where you can see all the properties we have available, as well as scheduling a time to talk with us about your investment journey specifically. That's at renttoretirement.com. You can find more educational content of ours at youtube.com/renttoretirement. That's youtube.com/renttoretirement. And we're also asking that you leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening. If you leave a written review, take a screenshot of it and email it to podcast@renttoretirement.com. We will enter you into a raffle to win a $500 closing cost credit, as well as send you a $10 gift card for taking the time to do it. Just take that screenshot and send it to podcast@renttoretirement.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.